All right, Thursday morning. It was a rough day on Wall Street yesterday, and today's probably not going to be much better. Stocks moved sharply lower yesterday. New coronavirus cases hitting the U.S., numbers going up for coronavirus, and so numbers on the Dow go down. Joining us right now is the editor-in-chief at Investopedia in San Francisco, Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I mean, is that the simple assessment? The number of coronavirus cases goes up, so the stock market goes down?
Well, that had been the case. We haven't seen good vaccine news in a long time. And if you remember the big rally we saw in May, that was predicated on a lot of positive vaccine news coming out of various pharmaceutical companies. We haven't seen that in quite a while. Now we have this dramatic spike in cases just as economies have reopened in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Circa Memorial Day on your calendar, because a lot of health experts say the case spikes we're seeing in Florida and Texas came from that weekend when social distance requirements were loosened a little bit. A lot of people got sick. We're heading into the July 4th weekend here in a week and a half, and that's going to be a very big test for the economy and the stock market.
Boy, what are some of the companies that are taking the biggest hit?
Well, so the travel, leisure, hospitality sectors that are getting devastated again because there's a lot of uncertainty around those sectors. Look at the restaurant industry and the ecosystem of companies that surround the restaurant industry and other hospitality industries also getting hit hard. The airlines are getting hit unbelievably hard. And the industrial stocks and financial stocks, which are really the backbone of any recovery, had been recovering. They have sold off in the last 2 weeks, which shows you the lack of confidence investors had. That said, we have seen a broad-based rally across technology and across the S&P 500, which really represents the 500 biggest companies in the United States. The Dow is the Dow 30. It doesn't even include companies like Amazon that are having an incredible year.
That's interesting. Yeah, I guess technology makes sense because we're all using it now, right?
Absolutely. Stocks making all-time record highs include Peloton, include Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, include Netflix. These are the companies that are benefiting from a stay-at-home economy, a digital economy, and the companies that that are really the backbone of recovery, the financials, the banks, the regional banks, the industrial stocks that have these long lead times and supply chains, those are very weak right now. We need a broader economic recovery and more demand for that to return. When that returns, you'll see the economy and the stock market start walking hand in hand. Right now, they're completely divorced.
Well, for sure. And the IMF has lowered its forecast for global growth because it says it's just going to get worse now.
Right. It's going to get worse. And they do see a recovery happening in 2021 as long as we do not see a resurgence in cases. If we do, we could be facing what we call a double dip recession, what looks like a W-shaped recovery, not a V-shaped recovery. And it wouldn't be a V-shaped recovery. It's more like a Nike swoosh. But if we see a resurgence and we see lockdowns and we see more quarantines, like we're seeing in New York and Connecticut, which are going to start making mandatory quarantines for people entering the state, we're probably going to see another leg down for the economy, which will ultimately impact the stock market because that belief can only be so strong for so long.
Caleb, what does all this mean for the average investor, the average American that has, you know, a modest portfolio? They're just trying to work their way toward retirement. What are some things we should be paying attention to right now?
I think if you learn anything over the last 3 or 4 months, it's you got to stay the course. If we all sold when things got scary in February or in early March and then did not choose the right day to buy back in, we would have missed the fastest recovery out of a bear market in the history of financial markets. So you got to stay the course. There's a lot of stocks that right now are on discount. It doesn't mean you go buy them willy-nilly. Stick to your plan. If you don't need the money that you have in the stock market.
Yeah. Caleb, you still there? I feel like we lost you.
I think we might have lost him, Paul.
Okay. Well, from one Caleb to the other.
The other Caleb is still here.
All right. That was Caleb Silver we were talking with, editor-in-chief. There he goes. All right. Well, we were wrapping up anyway. But, yeah, the stock market not doing real well because the number of coronavirus cases is going up. And we're seeing that happen, as he said, tied to the Memorial Day weekend when a lot of people kind of got out for the first time. Now we're seeing the number of cases spike. We've got 4th of July weekend coming up next weekend. A lot of people are probably going to hit the beach. And it does kind of bring back full circle what we talked about earlier this morning. And that is following the guidelines, masks, social distancing. I know you can argue all day about how effective wearing a mask is. But at the end of the day, if it even helps reduce the number of cases by a little bit, it's going to help.
Yeah, Paul, and a quick check of the market right now. It just opened up about 10 minutes ago. Dow's down about 200 points at the moment. Yeah, looks like we have a call. I think we have Caleb on the line with us. I think he called us back.
Is he back?
Let's see.
Yeah,
let's
I'm sorry. I don't know why I dropped out, but I'm back if you need me. I don't know if you heard the last thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just wanted to kind of wrap things up because we were just talking, Caleb, about for the average investor, for the average American that sees these numbers and panics a little bit, you don't want to just sell everything because the stock market's in the tank.
Right. You don't want to sell in a down market. You want to stick to your plan, and if you sold when things got scary in February and March, you missed the fastest recovery in the history of the stock market. So you have to stay with the plan. If you want to put money to work, there's a lot of stocks on discount. You don't have to buy individual stocks. You can buy ETFs or index funds to reduce your exposure. But if you're worried about losing money and you need that money in the next 6 to 12 months for living expenses or other emergencies, stock market's not the place to be. If you have 3, 5, 10 years, keep your money invested in the stock market if you can, because that's the fastest path to growth.
I mean, there's a lot of tried and true companies that are still going to be around after all this. I mean, people aren't traveling much. The airlines are suffering. Airlines are still going to be there. The cruise lines, things like that, right?
Absolutely. It's just going to take some time. And we'll probably see consolidation in both of those industries. The fact that we're just not going to have that much airline capacity, less business travel, means several airlines probably won't make it. And we'll see regional airlines that serve those smaller markets. They may not make it either. Their cruise ship industry is in a world of pain because they've just extended the timeline for when people can get back on the waters, and it's not going to be until late 2020, if not 2021. That's an industry that's in dire straits right now. But there are other industries and stocks within technology and basic retail that have done very well and are well-suited towards a recession and towards a digital economy where we're staying home most of the time.
All right. Good stuff to think about. Caleb, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for checking back in. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.